What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
On March 12th, 2007, the Ronettes finally claimed their rightful place in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn.
Inducted by former touring mate and dear friend, Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones, Ronnie, Estelle, and Nedra stood on stage together for the first time in over 40 years.
You guys.
So with that being said, safe to say we're going to go down memory lane because, of course, Sleigh Ride, currently in the big year of 2025, is the 20th most played track in the world. And that is the only track charting from the Ronettes. So as far as going down memory lane, I wanted to start off with that, but also let you know that, hey, guess what? It's Christmas season. So with that being said,
is it okay I got my dope on me?
Safe to say, if you make a particular track and in the year of 2025 is still making your estate millions of dollars, safe to say that it was definitely dope to a plethora of generations. So with that being said, the main thing I was wanting to get into, especially with it being Christmas season, is continuing my coverage of just Christmas classics. So of course, Sleigh Ride is one of those classics by the Ronettes that's currently the 20th most played track in the world, because of course a lot of different Christmas tracks are percolating on the charts because it's being put in radio rotation, which still is a signal and basically exemplifies that radio is still important in the big age of 2025, when everybody seemingly has their own platform as far as getting across their musical opinions. When it comes to radio, they are very important as far as what starts to bubble up on the charts as far as what people think is high quality. So with that being said, the main thing I wanted to get to, especially as a Hall of Fame pocket watch, yes,
Shepard.
No, I got to do it, because even though this track came out in the 60s, even though this group formed in 1959, in the year of 2025, I still have to see and I have to know where that fettuccine came from. And then I found out.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
This is the epitome of what people talk about when they say their artist was getting screwed over in their deals. As ladies and gentlemen, this is what I wanted to start with. As there was a whole legal saga with Phil Spector. And what was it about? Well, I'm glad you asked. When it comes to the ownership, I mean full ownership being granted to Phil Spector of the Ronettes recording, guess how much their advance was for him to get full ownership? Just a mere $15,000.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
Have you saying to yourself,
I know that ain't who I think it is.
I know that's not the Ronettes being popular for a plethora of tracks. I mean, Be My Baby was the second most played track on Billboard Hot 100 at one point, right? They opened up for the Beatles in 1966. And when it came to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because they did disband in 1967, but when it was inducted in the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 2007, safe to say that they was given their kudos, but it didn't stop there, as this was a very long, elongated battle with Phil Spector, as they received a mere $15,000 advance and 3%, ladies and gentlemen, of 90% retail sales royalties, and payments out of that were largely withheld post 1964. Reminder, they disbanded in 1967. So safe to say, I think the financial obstacles really got to them. So then after that, safe to say, after 15 years of litigation, starting in 1987, imagine making music since the 60s and only until the 80s you start to have an inkling of a win as far as in the courtroom, as a New York Supreme Court ruled and awarded $2.6 million back in royalties for unauthorized licensing, for examples, films, ads, etc. But a 2002 appeals court reversal limited the artist's royalties while upholding Spector's master rights. This battle gets even more interesting as the 2006 settlement. Yes, 2006. I'm going to keep reminding y'all, if you're making music in the 60s and don't see actual compensation for those mammoth of a hits until like the 2000s, I think you would be upset too. But in 2006, the settlement was finalized. Each member of the Ronettes, Ronnie, Spector, Estelle, Bennett, and Nedra Talley, received $1 million plus a lump sum as far as past royalties plus interest. And there's ongoing semi-annual mechanical royalties from sales and streams. So safe to say, we finally got a happy ending to something that was one of the worst contracts I've seen in my history of the podcast, Notorious Mass Effect, of covering different musical contracts. I mean, that's insane, but at least they got a happy ending. As when you look at it in totality, Nedra Talley is still alive. And as far as Ronnie Spector, she did pass away in 2022. So safe to say she was able to benefit a little bit from the actual justice that she received from her from the group's popular hits. And Estelle Bennett, she passed away in 2009. So she had a little bit of time to actually receive and basically enjoy the fruits of her labor. As when you look at this in totality, it's just a sad case of a lot of musicians being taken advantage of. And back then, the internet wasn't even thought of. I mean, forget the internet. It was a lot of other bare bones advancements and inventions that needed to be had before the internet was even thought of. So when you look at the lack of information, the absence of information, was way easier for major labels to screw over artists in their deals. I mean, 3% of 90%, not even just 3%. You get 3% of 90%. Where's the other 10%? Just because I feel like it? Like, they was really getting screwed over in the utmost way that I've ever seen. So as far as Ronnie, Estelle, and Nedra, you're probably wondering where the proceeds of the track like Sleigh Ride, which is currently the 20th most played track in the world, probably wondering where those payments go to. Well, as far as Ronnie, it gets paid to her estate because it was direct payments to Ronnie until after death, 2022. And now it's to her estate, primarily her husband, Jonathan Greenfield, and sons, Austin and Jason. So when it comes to that, her net worth is still around $5 million at death, including royalties. So when it comes to Estelle, when she passed away in 2009, pre-death payments were had post to her estate and heirs. But when it comes to her heirs, they're not like public details. But when it comes to how much money she received, it was around $1 million in 2006. And then Nedra, who's the last remaining member of the Ronettes, continues to receive semi-annual shares and resides, well, I'm not going to say all that, but basically, she receives a lot of revenue from these tracks. I mean, semi-annual shares is pretty solid, especially when you already have tracks that it continuously percolates on the charts every single December because of Sleigh Ride being one of the most iconic Christmas anthems of all time. So now when you look at Spector, getting back into Phil Spector, right? He lost the artist royalties, but his estate retains publishing and masters, which is a whopping $45 million in value.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
Now, of course, you're probably saying, how do you call that a happy ending? Well, I do believe certain major labels do deserve a certain percentage of the pie. But when it comes to how much percentage the Ronettes was getting, I mean, 3% of 90%, I don't think we even thought that there was egregious deals like that that even existed. So they've received more of a portion of the entire pie. But when it comes to the overall structure of the contract, it was still bad. It was just less bad when they received a settlement in 2006. So With that being said, I just wanted to take you down memory lane. And you know who's going to do it like Notorious Mass Effect as far as letting y'all know the tracks that are notoriously affecting the masses that came out in the 60s. So that being said, let me know your favorite Christmas tracks, because of course, in the year of just celebrating the holiday season, I would like to know what y'all would want me to cover as far as specific Christmas tracks. And of course, it doesn't have to be on the charts. It just, if it's your personal favorite, if you want me to cover it, just let me know, because I do want to start mixing in a lot of these Christmas iconic anthems. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about the Ronettes in general? Have you ever heard about them? Have you ever listened to one of their tracks? And if you haven't, will you be checking them out? And to wrap it up, pun intended, what is your favorite Christmas anthem of all time?